But we're glad to be back. We made it home for Christmas, which was awesome. Appreciate you asking. How was yours, by the way?
Oh, it was outstanding, man. We had a great time. Hung out with the family, the boys, all that good stuff. It was really nice. It was a really nice time.
Hey, Rich, LSU's going to play in a bowl game tomorrow. And it's a bowl game that most LSU fans look at and kind of scoff at. If you were a player on this team, would you care to be going to Houston to play in this game tomorrow against Texas Tech?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you only have these chances so many times, you know what I mean? Let's face it, these bowl games, if you stay 3 years or 4 years, you know, if you wind up getting the bowl games. I mean, everybody goes to a bowl game now. I think it meant a little bit more, you know, years ago when, you know, obviously there wasn't 41 bowl games. But I still think it's a special deal, you know, and I mean, you're on national TV again. And, you know, a lot of guys are competing for jobs, too. I mean, you know, some of these guys that may or may not have played all that great over the last several weeks, you know, probably need to step it up a little bit and make sure they solidify going into spring practice next year that I can play.
Rich, go back to your playing days, and there was a gap. I mean, the 79 Tangerine, then the 82 Orange Bowl, because you didn't go every year, did it mean more for you all?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, for us, the epitome to go to a Big Four bowl at the time, you know, back then it was just the Orange, the Sugar, the Cotton, and the Rose, and for us to be in the Orange Bowl in 1982, I mean, that was a big deal. You know, that was a big accomplishment, meaning that basically – you were in the top eight teams in the country that, you know, the people wanted to see on TV. So it was a big deal. You know, we had a good time. I mean, the Tangerine Bowl thing, when I was a freshman, I actually had a better time because I didn't really care because I knew I wasn't going to play.
but maybe it served him better because they won the Tangerine Bowl, then you lost to Nebraska in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I know it, man. But we had them on the ropes and wound up blowing it. But it was one of those one of those deals, man.
Hey, Rich, for Brandon Harris in this game tomorrow, is this a letter rip type mentality? You're sitting next to you in the press box. You talked over and over again about how it looked like Brandon Harris regressed throughout the year. Is there reason to believe he may actually take a step forward in this game?
Well, we got to hope so. I mean, he's had 2 or 3 weeks of practice, you know, since the last ball game, and maybe you know, Cam Cameron and Les Miles, through all the, you know, craziness that was going on at the end of the year, they're going to be there and not be there. You know, maybe they'll do a few things different. I mean, they've had 2 or 3 weeks to obviously tweak the offense maybe and see if they can't put this kid in a little bit better position for success. So I think it's going to be interesting to see the play call. And obviously they're playing a football team that really can't spell defense. I think they're ranked 121 or 122 in rushing defense. So it should be a big day on the ground, but, you know, obviously it ought to be a big day through the air, too, because play action pass and all that kind of stuff ought to work to perfection.
But, Rich, wouldn't you, strategically, you're going against Texas Tech, a team that's going to wing it around. Doesn't it stand to reason that while everyone strives for balance, if there was a game where you would say balance schmalance, you just run the ball 70 times? I mean, isn't this the game?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we saw a couple games this year, and I can't remember the opponent whose rushing stats were terrible.
Arkansas.
Yeah, it was Arkansas, and we came out singing it.
Which is why I asked the question.
So, yeah, we get to reverse what we should be doing against the teams that aren't very good at what we think they're very good at. So it's a crazy deal, but I think Leonard Fournette is probably going to run for days. He'll be tired at halftime.
Alan Richter's with us. You'll hear him on Eagle 98.1 Game Day, the postgame show for the final time this year. Y'all going to modified postgame, right?
We're not even actually doing the postgame, Matt. We decided against it. Yeah, we decided against it. 8 o'clock start.
Get on the air at
dead gum 2 o'clock in the morning from 2 to 4. And who's going to be listening to us on a Tuesday night? People got to go to work on Wednesday. So we decided to scrap it.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be listening to you, Rich. I love you, I wouldn't listen to you.
I know you would. You're going to be sound asleep next to Erica. I know that.
No, I'd be asleep while Erica did. She always does her busy work at like midnight to 2. And then when Drew wakes up at 4, I get up. So I go to bed when the baby goes to bed. So actually,
you. So you're on his sleep cycle and not so much hers.
Which reminds me, Rich, I'm screwed tomorrow with the 8 o'clock kick. Because that game's not going to end till 11:30, 12. Like normally, I'm night at 9:30. I mean, I'm going to be on fumes Wednesday morning.
I understand, man.
I'm in trouble. All right, hey, Rich, a couple more for you. Defensively against Texas Tech, I mean, I don't know that Texas Tech really mirrors any team LSU's played this year, except maybe a Texas A&M, which likes to wing it around a little bit. I mean, do you think this is a game where LSU with superior athletes actually can match up okay against that team despite, you know, strategically what they do?
I would think so, you know, but this quarterback's thrown the ball 517 times, okay? And I mean, LSU math says that's about 43 times a game. He's thrown for almost 4,300 yards. Man, I got to put this in perspective. I threw for 4,500 yards in my career as a three-year starter, okay? This guy threw
How much
for
of that 40... came against Tulane, Rich?
I can't remember. My memory, I couldn't hear what you said. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. But 4,300 yards, man, I mean, in a season, is just like, you got to be kidding. So, obviously, they've had some success throwing it around, and I think their probably marquee win of the year was against Arkansas. I mean, they scored 35 points, beat them 35-21, I believe it was. And so, I mean, you know, if you want to compare a couple of opponents or an opponent, I mean, they put it on the Razorbacks early in the year. So, obviously, they're going to be formidable on offense.
Rich, is this a game you think LSU wins tomorrow?
You know, I mean, everything points to LSU winning again. I mean, if they're, you know, disappointed or flat going to the Texas Bowl versus, you know, going somewhere else a little bit more, you know, lucrative or well-known and that kind of thing, it could be flat. I think Texas Tech's probably got, you know, less to lose than LSU does, especially with all the controversy surrounding Les Miles at the end of the year and that kind of stuff. Who knows what kind of chatter still going on in the locker room. So I don't know if they're going to be focused or not. I mean, I got to believe Texas Tech and Cliff Kingsbury is going to have the Red Raiders ready to play. So LSU better be ready to play.
All right, last thing, Rich, and the only thing after this game to be determined is going to be the players that are considering leaving early for the draft. And there's six players that asked for a grade from the draft advisory committee. I'll read off the names. You tell me if they should stay or go, okay?
Yep.
Kendall Beckwith.
Go.
Ethan Posick.
Man, stay.
Gerald Hawkins.
Stay.
Tre'Davious White.
I think he needs another year. I really do. I say stay.
Christian Lockature.
Oh, he's got to stay.
Lewis Neal.
Lewis Neal's got to stay. I mean, I think there's only one guy that I believe physically and you know, what he's done on the field and that kind of thing can fit into an NFL linebacker mold. The rest of the guys, I don't know, man. I believe most of them need another year at LSU, and I think most of them have got to come back and try to hone their skills a little bit. I don't think none of them had a great year to where they could say, oh, I'm passing up my senior year and I'm going to the NFL.
Seems like Hawkins seems to be the guy who's got the foot out the door. Trey White is the one who most agree is the best prospect right now. Beckwith is the one you said should go, Rich. I'm interested because that's, to me, the two most important for LSU are Beckwith and Posick. Because I think Posick kicks out and plays left tackle next year, and you have no depth at linebacker. Like, you need Beckwith back next year. If those two guys go, I think LSU's in trouble.
Yeah, there's a chance of that. I don't think Hawkins played all that great.
I agree.
To be quite frank with him, I mean, he got beat on numerous occasions. He needs another year of tooling it up a little bit. So I would be shocked if he leaves, but he could. He could leave.
He's Alan Richer. Appreciate the time all season long, Rich, and appreciate you letting me call on you one more time today.
Well, I appreciate you. And
appreciate
look, man,
you.
You do a great job. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Like Richard Condon, yeah. But anyway, yeah, appreciate you. And good luck in the upcoming year. And good luck with Drew and the whole situation. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, Rich. Talk to you later, man. We'll see
you. All right, man. See you, buddy.
That's Alan Richer. So he said Beckwith is the one guy who should go.